Well, welcome everybody. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. And this is day 19. The title is Football Journey Part 1. After the last 2 days with my grandparents and their struggle, I thought I would lighten things up a little bit with some of my football stories. It is football season anyway, so that sounds logical to me. The story goes that Daddy broke his leg in high school football in Little Washington, North Carolina, where Granddaddy was preaching at the time, so he never went any further. Daddy did throw the football to me once or twice, but it wasn't much fun because I wasn't that good and he was pretty critical. However, they start football young in Greenville. We had four elementary schools in town: Elmhurst, Walcoats, West Greenville, and our little school, Third Street. And we started football in either the third or fourth grade, I can't remember, but it was pretty young. There was another school in town called Epps, which I think was a 1 through 12 grade school for the African American children in town. But this was 1956 to 1961 when I was in elementary school in North Carolina, so there was no integration, even in the high school, until 67 or 68. My school, Third Street, was really bad at football, and I don't remember exactly why, but I can't remember winning a single game, although I think we beat West Greenville, or maybe tied them at one point. I put two pictures here, one of me just starting out at Third Street. I have no idea why I have the number 30 on. I'm a lineman and have always been a lineman. And lineman numbers, as you know, are 50 through 80 numbers. I have another picture there as me as a senior in high school when I played in the Shrine Bowl. So it was quite a journey. As you can see from the uniform, we played full contact football even in the third grade. No one had ever heard of flag football. We would not have even considered it. We played full contact tackle football at Jim and Tim Winslow's house on Sunday with no pads, for crying out loud. Anyway, I enjoyed playing with the kids. Nothing serious. At Third Street School, it was just roughhousing, really, as they used to say. But then came junior high, and of course, Daddy expected me to play. I went out for the team in the seventh grade, and after tryouts, it came down to me and one other kid, because Coach Castillo told us there was only one uniform. Whether that was true or not, I don't really know, but I told the coach the other kid could have it. Which I did, not because I didn't want to play, but I think it was a way of getting back at Daddy. I could tell him that I just didn't make the team and be done with it. The next year, I really wanted to play, so I made the team and started at center. We were undefeated, 6-0, and I was hooked. I was only with Coach Castillo, who was the coach of our junior high team, for that 1 year on the football field. But when I played football at East Carolina, which was in the same town of Greenville, Coach Castillo used to come to the practices and watch me and Mike Aldridge, who had also played with me in junior high. My freshman and sophomore years in high school were I was okay. I enjoyed it, I enjoyed playing, and I did fairly well. The summer before my junior year was the summer Mama divorced Daddy. So he was gone. And that summer I put on a lot of weight working at Kentucky Fried Chicken and eating all the leftovers and not having Daddy around to be critical about everything I was doing. I started that fall out of shape at about 230 pounds. It was an uneventful year and only with a little playing time as a defensive lineman. Basically, they just put my fat ass in a hole and told me to plug it. So it wasn't very impressive, and I only had one more year of high school. But in the off season, I had one of the assistant coaches take an interest in me. He was a friend of Mama's, and he tried to tell me that I could play college football. Now, to me, that was the most ridiculous thing I had ever heard. When I told him this, he said, well, Sam Huff is a middle linebacker in the NFL, and he's about the same size as you. Well, that statement alone planted a seed. That summer, I worked out up in Lake Junaluska in the mountains of North Carolina with my friend Jim, where we had summer jobs and had plenty of time to do a lot of things. I came back at 6 feet tall, 195 pounds, a lean, mean fighting machine. By the end of the season, my senior year, I was first team all-county, all-region, all-east, and all-state, as well as playing in two postseason all-star games, the Shrine Bowl and the East-West All-Star Game, which I'll talk about more later when we get into other sections on my football journey. I had scholarship offers to college, and now I was on my way. We hardly get anywhere in life without mentors and people who believe in us. And I truly believe God sent these men along the way to encourage me and to help me rise up to be my best. One of the main reasons I've coached high school football for the last 27 years is the fact that I can perhaps impact some young man's life and help him believe in himself. And the fact that I just love the game.